Agricultural programming is made possible by Leonard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Leonard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The November 8th crop production report will include information originally scheduled for release in October. According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the November report will include updated planted and harvested acreage for dry edible beans, canola, corn, sorghum, soybeans, and sunflower. As usual, the upcoming report will include indicated harvested acres, yield, and production forecasts as of November 1st for corn and soybeans. The November crop production report will also include objective survey data for selected states, which include corn planted population, number of ears, row width distribution, and percent of samples processed in the lab, soybean row width distribution, number of pods with beans per 18 square feet, and percent of samples processed in the lab. And we're hearing that remunerators are going to begin that process of collection on this weekend. Private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Taiwan during the 13-14 marketing year, which began on September 1st. Also flying out the door, this time to China, another 120,000 metric tons of soybeans as well. That's a total of 240,000 metric tons this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 15,471. It's up 17 points. The NASDAQ, 33.79, up 8. The S&P 500 is 17.50. It is up 1.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The forecast for the Midwest today continues to look a little bit on the wet side for next week. It's actually a lot on the wet side, and we will see harvest delays becoming more generalized next week as the storm system that's been on the charts for the past few days continues to work its way towards fruition. And I will look for this system to begin to evolve during the early part of next week, and early indications suggest that the system will likely begin in the western Corn Belt, perhaps as we move from Monday into Tuesday. Mostly the precipitation that occurs initially in the western Corn Belt is expected to be rather light and not have a huge impact to start with, but it doesn't take much rain to set the stage for some field working delays, and we will be seeing that. This event will have enough cool air associated with it that some of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will occur as snow, and it will most likely be in the northwestern Corn Belt where we see most of that take place. Over the weekend, we will see relatively dry conditions, and that will be good for harvest progress across the Midwest, and producers will likely be encouraged to work as aggressively as possible because of the wetter bias that is likely to be present next week. The wetter conditions will likely be most significant in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, with the northwestern Corn Belt probably having the least amount of interruption from new precipitation. With that said, everybody will be impacted at one time or another. And like I said, late Monday into Tuesday, the western Corn Belt will already begin seeing some precipitation, mostly in the form of rain, and some snow will probably develop as we get into Tuesday in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt. The storm system will actually come across the Midwest in three waves. The first one is going to be Monday into Tuesday, and the second wave will probably come in right behind that as we go from Tuesday night into early Thursday. A third wave is likely to begin down in the Delta and move through the eastern Midwest. That will occur late Thursday going into Friday. So we will see precipitation across the entire Midwest most of next week, with the eastern half of the region likely to see the greatest amounts of disruption from persistent precipitation. And some of the moisture totals for the week will be rather significant, with a good chance that some areas will see 1 to 2 and some localized amounts between 2 and 3 inches. Some of the pure model data is even wetter than that. So this will be a significant event and will likely leave us out of the fields for a while longer. It looks like temperatures will be fairly cool here today and tomorrow. It'll warm up a little bit as we get in front of the storm system for next week, and then cool down a little bit as the system moves through the region. We do have frost and freezes out there this morning occurring all the way down into the Tennessee River Basin. Many areas across the Midwest seeing the end of their growing season. The impact on crops, though, has been rather minor because most of the crops are fully mature. We'll expect the cold weather to continue for another day or so, and then we'll likely see the warming take place. The high temperatures today will be mostly confined to the range of 40s and 50s in the eastern Midwest, but some of the western parts of the Midwest will see temperatures in the 50s to near 60 degrees. As we move on out towards the day Saturday and Sunday, we'll see warming take place, but there's a little reinforcing shot of cooler air that will drop into the eastern Midwest for a brief period of time this weekend, so temperatures won't be quite as warm as we'd like to see them. But as we get into the first part of next week, it will certainly look a lot warmer. Monday afternoon highs will run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the region, and that'll be mostly from Missouri into Michigan and points eastward. In contrast, the temperatures at that point will likely be in the 30s in the northwestern Corn Belt. And as we move on into the heart of the storminess next week, we'll see the temperatures continuing to contrast with 30s in the northwestern areas and readings in the 50s and 60s, maybe even a few 70s in the far south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 766 and a quarter up two. Soft December, $7.50 up four. December corn, 440 and a half up a quarter. July, 469 up a quarter. November soybeans, 1305 and a half down four and a quarter. July, 1248 and three quarters down 10 and three quarters. December soybean meal, 425.70 down 30. December soybean oil, 40.98 down 15. October live cattle, 133.55 up 75. October feeders, 165.80 up 25. And December lean hogs, 90.45, and they are up 85. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing well for a Friday. How about you?
Oh, can't complain.
Options go off the board for soybeans today in,
right.
In the November. Any fireworks expected? Anything expected?
No, not really. Everything's been pretty well sideways, Dave. Essentially, if you kind of boil it down right now, harvest has been relatively orderly. We've had light farmer selling on corn. As you know, the pipe's empty from last year because of the drought. All the storage is empty, the farm and elevator storage all empty. We also increased some farm storage this year, so we really haven't had a huge glut of corn or soybeans really running to any of the elevators, so we've really had no pressure on the basis. And as we move forward here, the basis levels are now beginning to improve a little bit, and even the futures are starting to they're trying to work a little bit higher. We've got some resistance areas that are going to have to be penetrated so we can go higher. But honestly, I think we're looking at November, December, especially for corn, to get something done. I think after the first of the year, you know, the farmers have been pretty pat with money and really have had ample cash flow up until then. And then it's probably going to be the second coming of harvest on corn, and I'd see pressure on futures and basis at that point.
Yeah, you'll have to play a cat and mouse game and try to get ahead of it if you can.
Right. And, I mean, you know, don't lose sight and get the blinders on and not take care of the 14 and 15 crop, too. Now, I know some elevators are a little tentative about buying 15, but you twist their arm a little bit, they'll do some. And I've been doing some of that. As far as soybeans this year, I haven't got a soybean in commercial storage anywhere. You know, if you sit there and just in round numbers look at 60 bushel beans at $13, very near $800 in gross income, you can't let that go by. Maybe we'll see something a little higher down the road, but honestly, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush is the old adage, and I've taken that, and I just don't have anything in commercial storage there.
Well, so how bullish soybeans might you be in another 2 or 3 months, and is it worth, if your bullishness, to think about some soybean calls?
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of this is going to be dependent upon what goes on in South America. Given the corn-to-bean ratio right now, I think we're going to see a lot less corn in South America this year and a lot more soybeans. I think that's going to keep the pressure on. The U.S. is going to plant more soybeans. I've already got my clients are always saying, hey, I'm planting way more soybeans this year. Let's get them sold. So I think there may be some windows here and there for you to sell some higher-priced soybeans, but you better take advantage of it. Exports are going to be key. I see we had a couple of sales this morning for 13-14 crops to Taiwan and China. So as long as we can keep that moving forward and we don't have a huge crop come out of South America about mid-year, I think we can look at soybean prices remaining relatively stable. And by that, I mean between $11 and $13.
Thank you much, Tom.
You bet.
That's Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn is 440 and a quarter unchanged on the trading day. July, 469 and a quarter up a half. November soybeans, 1307 down 2 3/4. July, 1249 and a half down 10. December soybean meal, 426.60 up 60. December soybean oil, 40.96 down 17 cents. December lean hogs are 90.47 and a half. They're up 87 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.